Welcome to Hearsay, KBIA's community storytelling project. It's your stories, told here. I'm Abigail Keel. Today, it's your stories about family, told to us at Peace United Church of Christ in Hartsburg, Missouri. Chester and Marion Hilgedick are locals that have been married for a long time. They told us a story about celebrating their family.
We celebrated our 65th wedding anniversary, and we rented a hall up in Columbia and a band, and we had everybody in our family and everybody kin to us invited to come. All my kids, all their spouses, all our grandchildren, and all the great-grandchildren. And we're working on 67 now. We'll be December the 5th is our wedding anniversary. So we was married in this church. And it was cold that day when we went out the door. The wind was hitting. It was cold.
And I feel blessed to, for us to both be here together for the family.
Clarnell Nervick is the pastor of Peace Church. She told us about the tough lessons she's learned from her diverse and growing family.
My son got married a year and a half ago to a woman from the Philippines. She's beautiful. I have her picture here. She's always talking about how ugly she is because her skin is dark. And I think she is the most beautiful inside and out of all the women that my son was with. Well, I went in January, their baby was born, and I went to go be with them for the baby. And online it said that you can get a visa when you entered, they live in Dubai, that you can get a visa when you enter the country for, if you're staying for a month or less. Well, I was staying exactly 1 month. I think, okay. I find out that it's 30 days or less. It was a 31-day month. And I started getting really nervous. This is Dubai, you know? And so I go there, and the whole time I'm there, I'm kind of nervous, and I'm talking to them, you know, and about it, and thinking at the same time as loving this precious, precious baby. And then finally she just says, "You'll be okay, you're white, they won't bother you." That's why I wish I were white. And it just broke my heart.
Tom Oleski's family is going through a lot of transitions. His son is about to graduate high school, and his wife has been struggling with cancer, though she's doing better. He told us about what the family likes to do together.
We like to garden together. We like to watch things grow together. We came back here and were able to plant a big garden. And in fact, my wife told me one of the parishioners is going to come by and get some asparagus because we're picking asparagus left and right, you know what I mean? And we just want to share. So there's nothing I like more than that. My wife, years ago, used to tell me, "God, I don't know why you build such a, or you grow such a big garden, you know, but can't eat it all." I go, "Yeah, that's the fun of it, though. Just growing it and giving it away is the fun for me." It's a little harder to get them to come out and help us now, but her and I really, we enjoy doing that, and especially since we've had this setback, I call it a setback. It's a, unfortunately, now she's going to be stuck with me for another 50 years.
Thanks for listening to Hearsay. For more stories from around the area, go to kbia.org/hearsay, H-E-R-E. To find out where we'll be next, follow us at Hearsay KBIA on Twitter and Instagram. I'm Abigail Keel with producers Hope Curran and Tori Ross.